Muhammad, Muslim leader.
These pages are given in the Quran. I'm not teaching you anything that doesn't have a likeness in the Quran. Okay, so we as a people, trying to form ourselves as a people after slavery, in the real sense, we were no people because we had no organization, no social organization that would make us, qualify us to be called a people. Technically speaking, even our spiritual life had not been rationally structured. We had no rational order for our spiritual life. So we started in front day zero. I didn't have this knowledge that I have now when I was preaching for the honorable Elijah Muhammad in Chicago, 53rd and Greenwood, and in Philadelphia, where I went, where I was sent by him to go in 58, 59, 60. I didn't have any knowledge like this. But something moved me to say to his followers, to us, to me too, now listen to what I say too. And if you're intelligent, you will too. Yeah. Listen to what you say. Don't just make it for other people to hear. Be sure you hear it. Or you might want to correct it. So anyway, I said to them, we are not like other people. We are new people on this planet Earth. Our beginning is not in Africa. We lost our life, and we cannot connect back with it to continue it. Our beginning is as slaves in America. So our beginning is the beginning of a new people. We are forming our thinking as a people. We are forming our spirit as a people. We are forming our life plan as a people on this continent that we were brought to, where we lost that lifeline and any possibility of bringing it back together, putting the pieces of the puzzle back together and having it intact. You should think about that. That's what I want to press upon you today. And if there are some non-Muslims here, good, you should be here, my brother. This is not for Muslims. This is for black people, what I'm giving you today. For all black people, for all African Americans. If you're not here, you're missing something. And I'm telling you, God is giving you what I'm giving you now more than he has given you anything else. God gave you a chance in this land after you lost all hope, maybe, or lost your life. God gave us a chance in this land to have life again. Thank God for good people, for a constitution that had the power to help us get where we are. Thank God for that, for the founding fathers who wrote the truth that will make us free. Yes, they did. They wrote the truth that will make us free. I ain't gonna leave you guessing what I'm talking about. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator, recognized as God, a creator, with certain inalienable rights or unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the truth that will make you free. But you have to be educated in that truth. You just can't hear it. The ring of truth is not enough to stand the man up. He has to be structured. He has to receive edification, as the Bible, New Testament said. He has to receive edification where he sees the logic, how it's connected, as the Ezekiel said, and the hip bone connected to the thigh bone. He has to see how everything is connected and structured. Then he understands what the founding fathers is talking about, and he's in a position now to lead his people to freedom. Once he understands, he can lead people to freedom. Wonderful. All right. So my dear brothers and sisters, this what I'm giving you has been stirring in the souls of our people since eternity, in the souls of all people. That's what's stirring in your soul. The hunger for the complete person that God created you to be. The hunger to have your people live and be an example of the complete human type that God created us to be. That's the hunger in the soul of every human being, of all people. That's what make a drunk who never had any sense. But one day, maybe he's drunk. Well, I know I ain't supposed to be doing this. Now, he ain't even in his normal mind. He's not in his clear mind. But drunk, the soul speaking. Soul said, I couldn't reach him when he was sober. His mind was just too far away from me. Yeah, this sucker is closer to me drunk than he was when he was sober. But God has put it in every human being's soul. And we will never be happy until we come to the complete life that God created us for. There ain't no need to look into no particular leader, think no leader's going to establish us. None of them can establish us unless they tie it in with the traditional life that was under the fear of God, seeking to edify the African-American people. One history is finished. Yes, it's finished because we will die physically before we ever let any people treat us like they treated us. Yes, we all die physically. I know we will. We all die physically. We'd rather be dead than have anybody reduce us to what they reduced us to in slavery. And they couldn't have done it if they hadn't taken the children, little babies, from the mothers and fathers and raised them as animals, raised them as domestic animals. They couldn't have done it. If they hadn't left us with our parents could have fed the children, fed the babies, and kept the babies with awareness of their human value. Well, it never happened again. So one history is finished. The sacred history is a life of slaves who took upon themselves to have a meeting with their Creator, their Lord. And they had a meeting with God. And they believed firmly that God was not a God that approved of what was being done to their life in the South on the plantation. Their meeting was a meeting of questions, questions of human value, of blacks lost among whites. That sacred life brought Frederick Douglass up from being a child in captivity into the role of an orator, a statesman, advancing a powerful argument against slave masters. That sacred life brought the slaves up to high regions in moral thinking, to question the moral thinking of the white race. Do we have any evidence of that? Yes. Frederick Douglass says, you claim Jesus Christ and you claim democracy, but your behavior is such that would shame a nation of savages. Great moral challenge he gave to the white establishment. With the power to move mountains, mountains of troubling things, holding souls down, cheating them out of their inheritance. No amount of money is worth more than that inheritance. No fun enjoyed during playtime in Fun Life America. That sacred life brought Malcolm to want a meeting with Elijah before seeing his family after being locked up 14 years in prison. That sacred history made the light brighter for those men and women, giving their life of blood, sweat, and tears to have their children free, us. Free one day to get on about the business of life as a people and acquire education, the necessary tool for reaching the destination. Free one day to walk through the neighborhoods and not fear being killed by whites. But today, we fear being killed by one of our own kind. These days are days of good times, we say. Good times spending money and on a lifetime, yes, a whole lifetime. A lifetime with sex for fun and play on the mind of these children. Young children, old children, teenagers, balding and graying children. Today, the children of those honorable parents are lost. They know life as fun. They do not know work as pleasure. These lost children, they know love as sex. They do not know love as family. They know spending on play. They do not know spending on neighborhood. To grow up in business knowledge or savvy, financial status, they don't know. These lost children, no members of their race that are millionaires and a billionaire or two, lost from their human inheritance. These children do not know a single neighborhood of theirs. In all these states and cities of this great America, not one neighborhood of their own. The businesses and tax dollars are the responsibility of other people. The life of their neighborhood is not their life. These lost out of their inheritance children have space for meals, space for sleep, space for sex. The lost do not have space for business in their neighborhoods. They do not have space for industry. They do not have industrial space for their neighborhoods. These children are working, these children of working parents. During the time of slavery and immediately after, who are paving a way to a life of moral strength and community, must today get back our inheritance. A lifetime of play fun is not the choice of human hearts unchained. To gain possession of man's human inheritance, the hearts of the children must be united in the Father. And I got Father in quotations. This requires a renewal in the content for American public leaders. Leaders united in the Father and formed of man's human inheritance will impart to the sleeping mass of people the sacred spirit of Adam's human inheritance. And the lost memory will come back and awake the children for responsibility. Responsibility and freedom in community. Passions must be more for strong families and strong neighborhoods than for sex socially alienated. New leaders to unchain and set us free. Must become our leaders for this time. New leaders must become our leaders in order to meet the challenges of this time. Man's human inheritance is described in Scripture, especially in the Quran, as being a life similar to that of plant life. If you think about an automobile, a truck or vehicle that will transport you, carry you, if you get in it, it's not like organic life, it's not like living matter. But it's made to resemble the workings of life as living matter. So if you have a flat tire, you can't continue to ride. The ride is too bad, too bumpy, and costly. You can get the tire fixed or get another tire. Carburetor goes bad or something, water pump or whatever, you can replace those things. Your fan, whatever, you can replace all those things and get your car back in shape, and it continues to go, continues to run. Human life is not that simple to be put in good condition for serving your purpose once it starts to go bad. When we lose the knowledge, skills of how to manage human life in a world that threatens human life from all sides, it's not enough to go to college and take psychology or to take sociology or physiology or whatever. Or politics, government, whatever. None of those areas of knowledge that represent human life, how it's constituted, in themselves or even taken all together, can get life back for you once human life is lost. Only God can inspire an awakening in the depths of your soul. To pull from the depths of your soul the picture and clarity that you need to order your life upon again. And hence God says in our holy book, this is the religion of origin, the pattern on which he established societies. Let there be no changing the nature God created by God. When we look at a plant, and concluding this for you, when we look at a plant, especially a huge plant, but even a small plant has so much in it as a message to the mind of human beings to help our thinking, help us get closer to God and do more with our life in His service, in service to Him, in service to mankind, under Him. In the gospel, plants are mentioned, trees and everything, but even a mustard, little mustard seed is mentioned. And Christ in the Bible, He says, if you only had so much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could do wonders, wonders. And you know how the saying, the song and the saying go, faith can move mountains. I studied and reflected on these things as God suggests to us in the scripture. Say, most people go along heedless. They pay no attention to the signs that are all around them, as well as in themselves. I reflected on it. My mother made me a gardener when I was a boy, about 11 years old or so, maybe younger, when I started. She put me over her garden. She planted, she did it, worked and everything. My father was in prison. She planted that garden, and she told me, said, Wallace, take care of the garden. She had the brothers build a hen house. Said, Wallace, take care of the hen house. I took care of the hen house and the garden, but some other chores. So I know mustard seed. My mother planted some mustard. I know the seed. I remember. The mustard seed is so small that if a little breeze comes, not a wind, just a little breeze can move the mustard from its place. Little mustard seed from its place. But that one little mustard seed, there, as it has so much faith as a grain of mustard seed, that one little mustard seed can produce a bush that big, that high, 2-3 feet tall or more. A bush, heavy bush, from one little mustard seed. Now let's look at a tree. Let's take an apple tree. We could take any tree. It could be oak tree, anything. But let's take an apple tree. You know the size of an apple seed, I'm sure. Because you cut them, you've seen the seed. That one little seed, apple seed, doesn't take two, never two seeds, always one. The fruit may give many seeds, but all you need is one to reproduce that thing. One little seed put in the earth, if it's given the right environment, the right land, content or constitution and favorable weather, heat, temperature, and water, sunshine, if it gets the right thing, circumstances for its life to be born again, that seed will respond to the moisture, the water, and will soften and open up and start releasing the plan for its life. Now remember what God says. A parable of your life is the parable of a plant. It will start releasing the plan for its life. And it grows in the darkness before it grows in the light. Like the fig. But then it gets the strength to push the earth up that's holding it down. There's a weight of the earth on it. It pushes that crust up and breaks through to see the sunlight, the light of freedom. Huh? Freedom from captivity. It breaks up and comes into the light and begins growing more and more into the complete plan created for it by the Lord Creator of everything, God. And it gets up to be a big tree. And it's bearing apples now. And in each apple are several seeds. From one seed, many apples on the tree. And each apple has several seeds. Look how it has multiplied itself. But look what it had to do before it produced apples. It had to break through the crust of earth that was holding it down. And it had to grow up big structure. Had to get strong body. Strong body. Then it had to branch out from its center. It didn't want to be too self-centered. It had to branch out from its center. Put its arms out in all directions. East, west, north, and south. It had to raise its arms up to the heavens in recognition of that that's bringing it up. Huh? And then it said, oh, I know man thought I was doing this all for me, but let him come and look at the world I have built. I got a home here for birds. Birds of all kinds, they could come and make their home right here in this tree. Huh? Yes. Squirrels can come in here and make their home. Huh? I'm supporting life that's not even mine. Praise be to Allah. Yes. So when God says your parable, the likeness of your life is a parable of a plant, you should think about these things. God says think, and think will certainly produce for you.
Be sure to join us next time for the world broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.